Shalom Aleichem. The previous psukim, we spoke about how Hashem sustains everything in life. And the next two psukim are talking about the cycle of life itself. Life itself is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tastel ponecho yibohelim. Hashem kavayochel turns away from a being and it's in fright. Toysef ruchem v'yigvoim. And eventually, a person, his ruach that keeps him alive, the spirit within every living thing. Even an animal has a type of nefesh. Leaves it, and it dies. Ve'laforim yeshuvim, and goes back into the earth. Tishalach ruchacha yibareim. Then later, Hashem brings the nefesh back into the new life. Techadish mnei adoma. And the whole surface of the earth is renewed. Not only the Prius in the earth, but the earth itself. He's stressing the point to recognize we're not just alive by ourselves. We're alive by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life. And everything in the world is like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives its life, and when the time comes, the life is over, and the body goes back into the earth. And then life starts again. Hashem decides to bring new life into the world. And the world is always being renewed, refreshed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. As I'll say, Kol Neshama Talel Ko, we have to thank Hashem for the fact that we have a Neshama. And not only that, every second of a life is because Hashem is giving us another second of life. Kol Neshima V'Neshima, every breath, something to thank Hashem. And if we think about it, us, that we are mitzvah b'mitzvahs, we can do mitzvahs, we can do averas. At the time we do an avera, mitzvah din, we deserve to be finished, to die. But Hashem, at that point of time, that we're not doing the ratzon Hashem, we're not doing the will of Hashem, Hashem still gives us another breath of life, keeps the life going, doesn't take it away for a second, no matter how bad a human being behaves. This is a tremendous rachmim and chasodim v'kodesh Baruch Hu. Together with that, the psukim are saying the cycle of the world, Hashem set it up in such an amazing fashion. There's a tremendous amount of life on the world. And all that life in the world eventually dies, goes back into the earth, and refreshes the earth. That in itself, the decomposing bodies of all those creatures that are dying in the earth and the sea, many of the cycles, the nitrogen cycle, the carbon cycle, many of the different minerals, metals in the body of all the different living things. Hashem sets a system that they die and they decompose together with all kind of organisms to help them decompose, and that all those things that were good for the world, good for the soil, go back into the soil, go back into the bed of the ocean and refresh the world. There's no need to bring new elements into the world. It's all there. It's just recycled again. It lives, gets older, and dies, go into the earth, and then refreshed again. It's a beautiful picture of the world. It's not a world that's dying, a world that's constantly being reborn. On a basic level, the person is just a Baal Chai, the Nechanami, as being this animal, has a short period of life, and then it dies. And unfortunately, some people live their lives like that. We are so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our bodies go into the earth after we die, and they become part of the ecosystem. But the neshamas remain. Tasta panecha, Hashem closes his face, distances his face from us. That's only a temporary thing. There are times of hester panim that we have. Times of midas adin. We are going through a certain level of that nowadays with the war going on, all the suffering that we're still going through. But that's just a temporary state by us, that we know that also. Because by us, the ha'oras ponim, kaviyochel, shining face of Hashem, is what life is all about. Ki ba'ol ponechem nosat alonu, we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Hashem, with your ha'oras ponim, your shining face, gave us Torah's chayim v'avas chesed, ability to learn the Torah, do chesed, go in the ways of Hashem. All the other good brachas, stalker, bracha, rachma, chayim, shalom, that Hashem gives us. Ein lanu ele Life is all about to build up a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point that we're shining towards Him and He's shining back at us. And this is one of the ways we do it. By appreciating this amazing world, from the light to the warmth to the earth, the waterways, life on the earth, the plants, the animals, everything set up to interact in a fashion that we can appreciate it and we can also take advantage of it and have the peace of mind to focus on what's really important in life. Let me say for the Dusa. And see only the Ha'aretz Panav, the shining face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.